Freezing out there, Rivers, mate. Let me tell you something, PC Crimes, mate. I'm fed up with being late, but honestly, I was hanging out with one of my German mates, and he's the one to blame, really.
Yeah? Why is that?
He's the worst. Anyways, what you got for me?
I've got the story of June and Jennifer Gibbons.
I say to myself, how can I get rid of my own shadow? Impossible or not impossible? Without my shadow, would I die? Without my shadow, would I gain life? Increase my situation or decrease it? Be free or left to die?
Born in 1963, Wales, these were two twins that struggled so much during their school life. Okay. Things didn't go too well for them.
Twins, huh? Recently, we've been doing a few of these weird cases.
Yeah, and these are twins that had a very, very strong connection.
Do you believe in, like, twin connection?
Like telepathy, like.
Yeah.
I know what you're thinking right now.
What am I thinking?
This man is so beautiful. I just want to snug his...
Oh my God, Yo, that's scary, for real. Anyways, let's get into this.
These twins, okay, of course, like everyone else, they had parents and the
mother... Well, not necessarily like everyone, you know.
Oh, well, unless you
at some
out of
point.
A tube. But you still technically have parents in some way.
Okay, fine. I'm willing to let that slide.
However, the parents, you know, the mother was a housewife and the father was an RAF technician. Quite the job, that.
That sounds quite cool.
Yes. Anyway, twins, they were very silent and could actually only speak a few words by the time they went to school. Now, because of this and because of the race, they were actually the only black kids in the community. They actually, you know, struggled and got bullied at school. Unfortunate stuff, but that's what happened.
You can imagine if they weren't able to speak that well going into school, back then especially, it would have been pretty rough. Yep. And then not only that, but obviously back then race played much more of an impact.
Oh, 100%. We're talking like 60s, you know, so.
Yeah, for real. So anyways, at the age of 11, they moved to a place called Haverford West. I feel like that's how you would say it.
Never ever.
Personally, can't say I've been, so I can't give firsthand.
Probably a good thing because...
Because this place was known for really, really heavy racism. So definitely not a place on my holiday vacation list. But it literally got to the point where these twins were allowed out from school 5 minutes before the bell rang so that they could get away without being bullied. Could you imagine how horrific that would be?
Yeah.
Like, that is... Especially at school, when you're that young, the teacher having to say,
it's gonna
right,
mess with your
head. You guys can go. The twins actually started speaking in their very own language. Now, this is called, and I will definitely ruin the name of this, but it is called idioglossia, and it's very common with twins.
Iridocyclitis.
Right? It's not that. We could put a definition of what that is.
If you know, you know.
Yeah, but if you're wondering what that is, you may have seen, you know, this actually happened in a school I was at, but they weren't twins, they were sisters, right? And they literally said that they had their own language. Now, me, I was there like, that's cat. There is no way you are actually understanding what the other person's saying.
Yeah, how do they do that? That is crazy, to be honest.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be quite common within twins.
I mean,
anyways.
It's got its own, like, name, so.
Yeah. Now, because of that, you can imagine, obviously, them being very isolated from school, being in a place where people didn't really want to be friends with them, they became extremely isolated. And, obviously, these two twin sisters just became, like, inseparable. No, they couldn't, you couldn't take them apart.
Yeah.
Just a short break in our usual programming, but this time it's to keep this massive light on here that's shining bright on our wonderful faces.
Absolutely.
And keeping this office alive, keeping the detectives detecting.
Put some change in Don Crime's pocket.
Hell to the yazar. It's Beer 52, guys. Shout out to Beer 52. And let me tell you just something real quick. Beer 52 is actually an elite Christmas present. I know Christmas is coming up.
I'll tell you what, it absolutely is. Your dad, you want to get some beers?
That is
beer
so easy.
Beer 52 for your dad.
You've got
easy.
A brother?
It's done. He's probably going to love it. Your brother or just any other alcohol-loving person.
Exactly. Now, Beer 52 are offering you guys 10 free beers. Now, all you have to do is go to beer52/crime. That's it. /crime. That's it.
That's nice.
How sick is that? And all you have to do is cover the £5.95 for postage. Now, you do the math, but 10 free beers, or 10 beers for the price of postage, which is £5.95, you're getting an absolute bargain.
Oh, yeah.
And not only that, but what's more is if you do it before the 17th of December, guys, you get 2 extra beers free. Things we love to hear. Now, what Beer 52 is, right? It's a club like no other. And they send experts around the globe to find the best beers for you guys. Each month, their members receive a new case, usually from a different part of the world. Members have had beer from more than 40 countries across 5 continents, which is absolutely bonkers. You like that?
I love that.
You love that?
Yeah.
Right, now, if it's dark beer, maybe you're getting this for yourself, but if you're getting it for a present, some people like dark beer. Me and Chip, we're more fans of the light beer.
Oh, 100%.
So you can choose. You can take your pick. Not only that, but you'll also receive a Ferment magazine, which delves into the beers, which is fantastic. Look, if you know anybody that drinks a lot of beer, likes a lot of beer, this is the most obvious Christmas present you could ever get someone, okay? And not only that, but you also get a couple of snacks with it as well. Who doesn't like snacks with your beer, you know?
Of course.
So, if you are a fan of this, then please, guys, go ahead and check out beer52.com/crime. Cover your £5.95 for postage and claim your free case of 10 beers. After redeeming your first case, you'll join a monthly beer club. No minimum commitment. Pause or cancel at any time. Things we love to see.
Lovely. They actually tried to separate the girls and make them live independently so they could just become close with other people, you know, start talking, I guess.
Build up the social skills.
Build up the confidence, that kind of stuff. But the connection between them, they were so strong. They were so synchronized in everything they did that the actual separation destroyed them. Like, they wouldn't move, eat, talk, nothing like that.
Bro, could you imagine that? That's something like me, Chip. When we leave this
that's it, my day's
this,
up
this
my
wonderful
life, yeah.
office
my life's over
I,
my
I'm not speaking over. To anyone. I'm just thinking, when do I next see PC Crimes?
Yeah, well, anyway, at 16 they were actually reunited and then spent obviously a lot of time
closed off together.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's Christmas 1979 and they were actually gifted some diaries, so as you would, they started writing stories, poems, novels, all that type of thing, and they both became really devoted writers. They were really into it.
They
were writing a lot, and they were writing all sorts of novels, and they would actually publish them, right? And not only that, but they would publish them under the name of one of the twins. So they would just pick one and say, right, this one's going to be on you. But not only that, but they also started writing about crime as well, which is pretty interesting. And in fact, the first one was called Pepsi Cola Addict, right? Now, that sounds quite interesting.
I mean, yeah. There's a lot of them.
Yeah, I might even be a self-proclaimed Pepsi addict.
I used to have 5 cans of Coke a day when I was a kid.
Did you actually?
I swear to God, when I was back in my Xbox days, I'd just be bussing from.
Bro, that explains a lot, actually.
Just
leave it at that. Right, anyways, Pepsi Cola Addict was actually not so much about that, really. It was about where a high school hero was seduced by a teacher, right? And then sent away to be reformed.
Okay.
Okay, and essentially, when he gets sent away, the guard makes a move for him. Goes to try and mess him up, right? So that's what that story is all about. And then there was another one called... I know I'm going to mess this name up, and you're not allowed to laugh when I say it for the first time.
I won't.
Okay? Pugilist. Now, this one was about a doctor who was very keen to save his child's life, as you would be, mm-hmm. right? Literally to the point where he kills the family dog to obtain the dog's heart for a transplant.
A sacrifice that had to be made.
Imagine I was there like, yeah, I'm going to stick a chihuahua's heart in you, mate. I mean, surely, first of all...
If it gets a blood pumping, I don't see why not.
I'm not too sure the dog's heart's going to work. I've got some terrible news for this doctor. He might not be qualified for his job.
In 1981, things took a turn for the worse for the
twins.
No,
not like this.
They turned to crime, vandalism, petty theft, arson, and that actually led them to not be sent to prison, but in fact, Broadmoor Hospital. They were sentenced to indefinite detention under the Mental Health Act 1983.
Can we just say, Chip, right? Broadmoor, that's over your sides, isn't it? How many times have we done cases here where, like, Broadmoor Hospital surely can almost have a book about some of the most insane people that
like have
been
there. Like a Hall of Fame.
Literally, like a Hall of Fame.
Like the retiring jerseys.
Yeah, seriously, though, the amount of just crazy people that have been to Broadmoor Hospital.
Well, they were actually kept there for 11 years, put on high doses of antipsychotic medications, which obviously leaves you in some way unable to concentrate, and they actually stopped writing because of this, which is quite sad.
I have heard as well, like it stunts your creativity massively.
Yeah.
And that's why a lot of the time artists that are like musicians that are addicted to drugs and things like that, that's why sometimes you'll see people say, oh, they made their best music when they were high on whatever, and then when they start taking these drugs, it suppresses so much of that and their creativity, and they obviously were stunted in terms of their writing, but other artists.
Bit of knowledge for you there, but kind of easy knowledge for you.
That's free of charge, that one. You can have that one for free. So, my point is that it's not just a bit of cap, like, you know.
It's serious.
It's actually, it's a serious thing, so.
Marjorie Wallace. Now, she is a woman that wrote a book on the twins and said that the twins had an agreement, so if one died, the other must speak and live a normal life.
Okay. So that, what they didn't think that they could coexist.
Essentially. So they made a pact, and that pact was once they actually left the hospital, that one of them would actually have to die. And they believed,
like sacrifice.
Yeah, like a sacrifice or whatever, so that the other could go ahead and live a happy life. They believed what you just said. They couldn't coexist. And
someone needed to die.
Yeah, and obviously they did get out, and it was Jennifer. She volunteered. They weren't scrapping over it, like, who's got to die. They genuinely believed that. Had such a close connection, and obviously Jennifer wanted to be the one to volunteer so that June could go ahead and live like this happy, fulfilling life, a normal life.
True to her word, in March 1993, when they were being transferred from Broadmoor Hospital to a more freer clinic, I guess you could call it, which was over in Wales, Jennifer puts her head on her twin shoulder and she says, "At last we are out," and passed away. She
like just
away.
Like what like just that. Like what, like a controlled passing away?
Well, right. How is what they say was there was a sudden inflammation of the heart. Okay. No drugs were found. No reason to believe that it wasn't natural. But these are not, they're not old. They shouldn't be dying of old age. How has it that she has just decided that the time has come where she wanted to, in quotation, sacrifice herself so that the other twin could go and live a happy and free life, right? Do but not think that, that is.
It's just weird though. Like, what, she just pressed a button? How can you? No. Like, you can't.
But it's that twin thing, innit? Yeah. Like, what? If, like, genuinely, what if they both believe they couldn't coexist?
She managed to break her heart so much. I can't wrap my head around that. She's just gone, right, you know what? Fuck it, I'm gonna die now.
That's honestly exactly what she did while being transferred from one place to another.
Wow. Well, that's blown my rocker off.
And the death to this day is a mystery.
Wow. There we go. But yet she is living independently in a good life now. So I guess it worked out.
I mean, kinda. Look, they said they couldn't coexist. And now, with one of the sisters dying, like you said, they're able to live that happy, free life. Wow. June ended up telling Wallace, the author of the book, I'm free at last, liberated, and at last Jennifer has given up her life for me. This is...
So was she... But that was 2008, she was still living with her parents in Wales, so she still cutting about?
I
probably
guess
gonna be about 60, somewhere, 63 is when they were born. Yeah, she's going to be like...
Yeah, she's still
up on
cutting
60.
About. Yeah. That's mental, that, to be fair.
Yeah, wow, well, impressive stuff.
And... It's quite clear that she obviously still really does believe about the coexisting.
Yeah.
Oh no, June's dead. We've just had word. Hold on, we've just had word.
She's not
June's
here
dead.
With us, yeah.
June's dead. So Chip, this is a weird mystery because one, do you believe that twins can have that, like, that strong of a connection?
Yeah.
Or do you think there was something deeper than that?
I think maybe they can, but it's impossible to know if you were not a twin, right? You'll just never know.
There's also, surely, is there any scientific research behind this?
But this could go beyond science, man.
I think it does.
The spiritual world, conscious minds.
Yeah, man. But not only that, but how have we still not know, like, how that death happened? Just all of a sudden, the heart inflamed. It's something, genuinely, it's something out of, like, a fantasy book. Right,
yeah.
It sounds so unreal.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like something they would have written about. I mean, she did write about a heart. I mean, admittedly, it was about a heart transplant from a dog. So it's not quite the same.
But it still involved a heart.
Right, it still involved a heart, and that's all I'm saying. Anyways, guys, let us know. What do you think? Do we have any twins watching or listening? Yeah. Let us know. Do you feel like you have a stronger connection than most other people do to their siblings? Let us know. Anyways, guys, as always, if you haven't already, go ahead and listen to this on Spotify or just go and press follow on the Fellas Mysteries because you guys can just listen to a few of these short ones, whether you're going to
work, uni,
any of those places. So, yeah. Also, what do they need to do?
Yeah.
Like and subscribe and let us know down below
whether
you think these twins had something deeper than just a sibling vibe.
Yes, guys, thank you for watching. We'll see you all next Monday.